How y'all feeling today? Cool. For the kids. Now, how the adults feeling today? There you go. Cool. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started in worship this morning. And listen, I promise you, we have a little technical difficulty with the keyboard. So if it cuts out partway through, it's not me. Don't worry about it. Just keep on worshiping. All right. Well, if y'all want to come on down to the front, y'all are more than welcome to. You don't have to be restricted. We're just going to go ahead and enter into a time of praise and worship this morning. So, Lord, we love you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We get to come together, God, with expectation in our heart for all that you're going to do in and through us today. And so, God, we just welcome you here, God. You're already here, but we just thank you for being here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Father, if we catch it, it's going to save us from a lot of heartache today and in the rest of our life. So this morning, I ask us to all come and to worship Him with everything that we have this morning. Amen? Let's just enter in and worship Him. I'm going to ask everybody on the side to move over this way. Everybody move in this way, and there's reasons for it. We talked about it Wednesday night, and unfortunately, we didn't have a whole lot of people here. But But what I want to say is, let everybody get moved over, and then we'll talk about it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to ask everybody to move over. Everybody. And here's the reason why. There's something about unity. We talked about it Wednesday night lightly, that Omar can attest to this now, that when we minister or we worship on Sunday mornings and there's a spread out, it makes it more difficult and harder. When the nation of Israel was going through the wilderness and they did their encampments, they didn't camp out in different places. They camped out right in the center around God, around His presence. Wednesday night, Father, late Wednesday night, Father just kind of dropped something in my heart. And this is not a reprimand or anything, just to let us know. If you weren't here Wednesday night, what I would say, go online, find part two, The Devil's Desire in Love Expressed, and watch it. It so dovetails at where we're going to be this morning, but I want to say this. It's one thing about sitting in your home. It's one thing about watching those videos. It's good. But there's another dynamic when you're in the corporate group together where two to three to four are in His name, that the real truth of that can seep into a different level. Because Wednesday night, I'm going to be honest, there were things that were said Wednesday night. I have never in my life put those two and two together about the merchandising of what Satan does. And the second thing is that God reached down. Who can war against the beast? And God says, I can. And He reaches down and He takes some dirt and He breathes into it. And He said, I have an army. Amen. Father, we come to You this morning with our worship, with our praise. God, we come to exalt You this morning. We ask You to be in this place, knowing full well that You are. And we ask Your Spirit just to drive home this whole idea of what we're doing at this moment and what the teaching is all about. Father, we ask You to have Your way with us today. Have Your way in a powerful, mighty way. In Jesus' name, let's all worship Him this morning. Thank You, Jesus.
Do this all over again.
Let's do something. Okay, Sunday night. He talks about the strings. He talks about the pipes. He talks about the percussion. That in each of us is inherent to those things. That every instrument that we have on earth today is either percussion, a wind instrument, or what's the other one? Stringed instrument. Your vocal cords are called vocal strings. It doesn't play unless you're singing with it. The percussion, you're our drummer today, okay? So everybody keep in time with this guy here, because we have several people that are off time that gets it rough if we don't have drummer. When he's clapping, that's when we clap. The percussion. We're going to talk about the hands today. The percussion. So let's worship Him with our voices, with the wind instruments, with the string instrument, with our percussion this morning. Amen. You ready? There we go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You
came to set the captive free.
Follow me.
You came to bring us liberty. My pain and my oppression met your blood and my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Pain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Your blood has washed away my sin.
Jesus died for me.
You deserve the glory.
glory. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Jesus, to your love. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever save us. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
What I believe the Lord is saying to us today is, my children, allow me to be your foundation. Today the world is crumbling as it always has, and what is happening today is nothing new. From above I've seen it crumble time after time and after time. But yet, those who rejoice in me, those who are stable in me, find a foundation that will never crumble, that will never give away, and will always be the pathway of life. So this morning I just ask us, Lord, I thank you for that word. I thank you for the foundation. And Father, as we begin to share the word this morning, Lord, I ask that you take over me the governing reign of my mind, upon my mouth, that, Lord, we cannot do anything outside of you that is praiseworthy or worth anything. Lord, our words, with the best expressions that we can give, are only words. But your words have power of life and death. Your words are the things that make all the difference in the world and in our lives. So this morning, as we begin to break your bread, begin... I know I've said this before, Lord, but I remember the time of walking down the Via Della Rosa and smelling that fresh pita bread being just the aroma filling the place and the footsteps where you had carried across some 2,000 years ago. Lord, the freshness of that, be fresh this morning with us, that we recognize things that can build strongholds in our life so quickly, but the freedom that comes with the expression of just lifting your song and lifting your word up. So this morning, as we prepare for our tithes and our offerings, Lord, part of our worship, part of the keys to the deliverance of our financial inabilities in life, comes with offering our tithes and offering our offerings to you, where you have made incredible promises to us. So, Father, I ask you to bless our offering, nourish it, multiply it to the needs that you've called this little place to be. Father, I worship you. I thank you and praise you. And everybody said, amen and amen and amen. You be seated this morning. Hey, as the guys come with our offerings this morning, is everybody hot, comfortable, or what? Not everybody speaking.